Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We just don't give a s***.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are back here live on The Drive. And as we said, you got a chance in the 5 o'clock hour to win a pair of VIP tickets. We hooked our guy up, Jesse, with a pair yesterday. And you'll have a chance at the 5 o'clock hour to win a pair of VIP tickets to the Insperity Invitational. And those tickets are for Saturday. Saturday, the second round of the tournament. It will be at the Woodlands Country Club. Covered seating in the Champions Club, 18th green, with food and drinks included. So stay tuned for that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. And we are now joined by a special guest here, and we love talking to him every year around this time, our guy John Daly. John, I'm sitting here on the phone with you, sitting next to two members of the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame now, as our guy Clint just went in a couple of weeks ago. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
John, he's a lucky man. He's living right, talking to you and sitting next to me, brother.
Huh?
How the hell are you doing? I know you're doing better than good now, man. I know you're doing better than good, man. What's going on in Daly's world?
Just got done off the golf course, Pro-Am. I got four of them this week, so it's a pretty busy week before the tournament starts. So just kind of pacing my time.
Hey, speaking of Pro-Ams and tourneys and how you handle it all and organize it all, tell us a little bit about your Masters Daly Hooters experience goes on. I know that made its round on social media once again, man. How's that still rolling for you?
Oh, it's great. I mean, I love Augusta. The Hooters, we've got such a great, great relationship. You know, they're going to come back strong. It's good for branding. It's good to see everybody and it's part of kind of a deal I do with Hooters and sell some merch, make a little bit of money and just have a blast that week.
Yeah, it's about the merch, right? With Hooters, huh? That's
what... All about the merch.
You wrote a bone son of a bitch.
I bet it is.
it's great. I mean, everybody loves it, you know. They had a rain delay on that Monday, and I bet 25,000-30,000 people for about 9 hours went to that Hooters. And, you know, the fans are so great. They bought a lot of stuff. But, you know, it's just good that they come out and they see me and, you know, they get a picture if they buy something. It's just been a great thing since 1997 I've been doing. I did this even when I played.
Hey, you've known them longer than anybody that I know, and you're calling a comeback, huh? The Hooters is going to be all right. They're going to make a comeback.
Oh, just wait and see. It's going to be awesome.
Sounds like you might know something.
Might know a little something. Man, see what maybe some new things they're doing. So, man, I know you're saying you're playing a lot. Pro-Ams, four of them, and you're going to play in this tournament. How you feeling? How you feeling getting into this body-wise and everything, competing in this tournament this week?
Well, I'm old, fat, and tired as it is. But, you know, the Pro-Ams are what makes this tour. And we did a great one today at Carlton Woods. Fazio course with all the Insperity guys. They're such great people, and that golf course is in great shape, but TBC Woodlands is in just as good a shape. So if we can keep the rain away, maybe a little bit, but keep it away, it's going to be a great week.
Who are the who you got the favorites up there besides yourself? Obviously, this weekend, who's playing good golf, and who do you feel like you need to go out and get in order to win another one?
Well, I'd say Ernie's probably playing better than anybody right now. Ernie Els is playing great, but you know, if you look at the top of the guys, it's you know, VJ, it's you know, Darren Clark, it's Steve Auker, it's God, you name it. I mean, these guys are playing so good week to week. You know, I just got to make some putts. That's my problem. I just haven't been putting good.
Now, we'll kind of tell the people about this a little bit. Is we generally talk to you each year about this, and you seem to make it a point to come and play in this tournament. What is it about this tournament, this atmosphere, these courses? What is it that brings you back here each year?
Well, it's a golf course that I've always played pretty decent at, even when I played the Shell, when the Shell sponsored on the regular tour. It's just a golf course that I feel comfortable with. I've had some good, really great tournaments, one here in 17. Had some top 10s back in the 90s, early 2000s when we played here. So it's a golf course I feel comfortable on. It's just one of those courses that... you know, if you look at Tiger Woods' career, you know, he didn't play more than 15, but he played courses that he felt like he could play good on. And this has always been one of my favorite. I love Insperity, Noggs and Jan and all them, the staff here, they do such a great job. So it's well organized like most of our tournaments are, but, you know, these are some of the best greens we'll put on all year. And it's just a great event.
John Daly joining us on Houston Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610. The Insperity Invitational at the Woodlands Country Club is coming up this weekend, and John's getting us caught up on all the goings on. John, I know you enjoy several things in the social world, but I know you love to eat, my man. What is your what's your favorite Houston area when you come down here up in the Woodlands, whatever it may be? What's your favorite hot spot to hit?
Oh, Mexican food, man! The Mexican food down here is so good. That's my favorite meals anyway. I could eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Hey, speaking of food, you'd be proud. You'd be proud of Lil Jon, man. I like when we have you on. I like to ask you about Lil Jon. I saw that he won a tournament a few weeks back, and so I want to get into that. But last time I was up in Fayetteville, man, I had a big crew, and we were going out to dinner, man. This nice little joint off Dixon Street, and I walk in, and we're talking to the guy at the front door, and man, I look over at one of them little two top round top tables, man, and Lil Jon's got him. I don't know if it's his girlfriend, if he's just got one hemmed up, but he was over there. He was over there. I mean, doing his best, John Daly, best daddy role he could do, man. I let him alone. I didn't go buggy, man. She was a good looking one, and he was spending that money on that wine and NIL money on some good wine and Bordinos and. And he was making daddy proud, man. I meant to text you and let you know about it, man. But how's he doing?
He's doing great. You know, he's a junior in golf, senior in school already. He's just been playing really good. He's been playing consistent. They struggled a bit at the SEC. They didn't finish very good. Otherwise, they could have gotten match play. But hopefully, they're going to get ready for regionals. And wherever they may go, hopefully, they'll play good. But we're a young team and got a lot of talent. Hopefully, they can get that talent through the regionals and get to the NCAAs and do something.
John Daly with us. John, I'm looking at some of the events they have. 5 o'clock. I almost want to come up and watch the Grip It and Rip It long drive competition with you. That sounds like that's right down your alley. It should be a fun thing to watch.
Yeah, that's Friday afternoon after we play our first round, after the last group gets in. We've got it to where it actually these guys will be qualifying for the I don't know if it's a next stage to get in the finals or if this gets in the finals, but this is a qualifying that does count for these guys. So there'll be some guys just bombing it over 380, 400 yards. It's going to be a sight to see.
All right, John. Before we let you go, I've always wondered this. Your thoughts on this? We hadn't heard your thoughts on this. What's your opinion on everything that's happening, like with the LIV Tour and how that has added its separate kind of element to the PGA Tour? What's your thoughts about that?
I just wish everybody gets along. We need those players on our tour, and I love the LIV Tour. I think Matt Monahan and these guys just need to get together. And you know, I always said, look, we on the regular tour you got to play 15 events. On our senior tour, I think it's 8 to 12. If you play those tournaments and you fulfilled your obligation to the PGA Tour, then I just wish the tour just would say, okay, guys, go play your 14 for the LIV because you got to play 14. That's 29 golf tournaments. That I wouldn't say more than 60, maybe 40% of the guys play that many tournaments. And, you know, that's what I would have come out and said because, you know, we get paid to go to Europe over all these years. We had to get releases and stuff. It's not really different. I just want them to get along and let's do this. And golf's international. And the LIV, hey, they got the money. And, you know, I can't blame a guy for getting $150 million. You know, you're born, you live, you want to protect your family, raise money for your family, and then, unfortunately, we die. You know, that's success in life. That's success for your, you know, that money that the LIV's given out is so huge that that's going to be generations of those families that, you know, Brooks Koepka and all them, they're going to build a nice nest egg for generations of their kids and everything. So I just wish everybody just get along and let's just play golf.
How close are we to that, John? I mean, it seems like we're closer now than we ever been to the two. I don't know if they would actually combine or I don't know what the inner workings of that are. But how close are we to what you're talking about here in the game of golf?
I don't know. I'm kind of out of the loop. But, you know, I just feel like, you know, let those guys play LIV, let them play the tour, but they got to stick to their commitments of what they have to play in. And let's just play golf and everybody have fun.
JD, you still doing your tournament up at your course?
I did. I just celebrated my 34th year. We did it at Old Hickory Country Club in Nashville. I moved it to Nashville.
Yep.
The last 3 years. And it's just easier for all my celebrities. Misty texted me this morning. We did it last week. We're right at over 400,000 so far, what we raised this year for my kids, the Boys and Girls Club. Hey, so hopefully it's going to be a little bit more and it's just going to get bigger and better.
JD, man, I've told you this before in person. I try to remind the people every time we have you on, man, it's, you know, you've had a hell of a career. Everybody loves you. And the, you know, a lot of times some of the negatives have been highlighted, man. And I think the one thing about John Daly that people need to spend more time talking about and knowing about and hopefully contributing to is, you know, what you've done over, you just said 34 years of the Boys and Girls Club. And, I mean, I've been a part of it multiple times, man. It's crazy what you do, man. And appreciate and admire the efforts and the monies you raise for them kids, man, it's big time.
Oh, those kids mean everything. You know, it's just, it's great what we could do in Darnell, Russellville. And we've raised a lot of money over the years. It takes a lot of money to keep those clubs running. I think Misty said we've got over maybe 80 kids now in Darnell alone. So, you know, the guys and the people who sponsored last week were so awesome. You know, that's the only way we can keep it open. And hopefully, after this tournament, maybe next year we'll be able to build a really nice facility for him, a little bit better, get that John Daly gym in there that I've been wanting to do for him. But, you know, everything's a process, but it's going strong, and I'm just happy that I could give back to our community in Dardanelle.
All right, John, man, we always enjoy talking to you, and good luck coming up this week, and enjoy yourself in town.
You got it. Plan on hopefully in about 3 months. Hopefully my John Daly's bar will be going by Cole Wetzel's downtown Houston before too long.
Whoa. Okay.
Look out now.
And we're going to do the grand opening in Nashville, John Daly's bar in Nashville too, right by Losers. So I'm excited in this new business venture too. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I don't mind partaking in both of them, my man. I don't mind at all.
I'm about to pull up on that grand opening.
Come on, baby. It's been too long, John. Appreciate you joining us, man.
You got, and congrats, Clint.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, that's John Daly, who will be participating in the Asperity Invitational coming up this weekend. Friday, they tee off and start that event. Remember, as we said, coming up in just less than 2 hours from now, you'll have a chance in the 5 o'clock hour to win a pair of tickets, VIP tickets to attend that event. He's opening up in a bar.
Yeah, he had one in Conway, Arkansas, right outside of Little Rock. Real nice steak joint, real nice restaurant and bar. I don't know whatever happened to that. I thought it was.
I think my uncle did some time in Conway.
Conway?
Conway. Is there a prison?
Conway? Conroe, Texas.
No, Conway. I'm sorry. You said Conway, Arkansas?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a prison there. I think my uncle did some time in Conway.
He may have done some time in both.
Definitely Conway. Shout out to Uncle Doc.
Yeah,
of course,
man.
That ain't his name. But yeah,
that'll be cool, man.
Nah, that will be. No, it should be. It should be a cool thing. All right.
I didn't know Cole Wetzel had a place here. Do you?
I did not. I'm hearing it for the first time as well. As we roll through, still people chiming in with the Rockets, Clint, and
which part?
Jalen Green is. I think as you said earlier, it felt like there was clarity. I don't know if it's people who are maybe jumping, like just had that moment. You know, you have that knee jerk reaction, that moment that I'm so angry. I'm just like, I'm done. Like I think people, when Tank got hurt a couple of times, all right, hey man, you just got to move on from Tank, man. He's just injury prone. I think now people have taken a deep breath a little bit and just like, all right, he just got hurt. I was in my thing right there. I can't tell. I feel like people are, or at least, like, I don't know if there's all of them are saying he needs to move on, but all of them seem to have accepted that, no, man, he's not going to be that guy. But
it's been pretty loud.
And it is a little tough because it is his first time in, but you generally see that. I don't even want to say killer, but you generally see that guy that can handle the moment and stage. And I just don't know any of the other young stars, young players that we would say that would even be in this category. Even in their first go around, it looked like this. Like four games, they're under single digits. Like any of the young guys, I think
you hit the nail on the head with one thing you said there is the killer instinct. Like, to me, it's not about points. And obviously, when you're scoring 9 and 7, whatever the hell Tyler rattled off earlier, it wasn't an area code.
Oh, 7, 8, 9.
Look, I mean, that's obviously bad, and you got to talk about it. But to me, it's not even about that. It's just either you got it or you don't, man. And that it we always talk about is typically comes to the surface in the middle of adversity, when the stage is bright and the lights are, you know, the stage is big and the lights are bright. I mean, that's when that it factor, even if you're not scoring points, you find a way to impact the game. You find a way to get other people involved. You find like it's just not there. And I'm not saying it's never going to be there, but the deal is if you're M.A. Udoka again, year two, it'll be going into year three next year for him here in Houston. Like, how long do you keep kicking his can down the road before you say, hey, man, we've got to make the big, bold, aggressive moves. We've got that 3 through 8 or 9 built pretty solidly. You know, we're just missing, again, the finisher, the killer, the assassin, whatever you want to, the go-to, the bucket getter, whatever you want to call it. You're just missing that guy. I don't know how much longer you can wait on Jalen Green.
No, yeah, it's you generally don't go from, yeah, man, we can't even have you in the game in the last 2 minutes to being Anthony Edwards.
Right, correct. Right. That's a good one, yes.
Right,
like,
not saying he can't. Like, he's, again, because he has all of the talent and tools.
Anthony Edwards.
But Ant wasn't going 7, 8, 9.
I mean, Ant is like, even when he struggles, it's like, I dare this next ball to not go in, damn it. Instead of, yeah, boy, I hope this thing goes in.
His struggle ain't 8 points.
No.
Or Devin Booker. Like,
if it is, it's a different looking eight.
I heard Seth saying earlier, I can't find a single-digit performance from Devin Booker in the playoffs.
Oh, man.
Not one. Not one when you get to get all the shots. That's wild. All right, coming up as we continue, it's Tuesday, a little real or fake. I say a statement, you tell me if it's real or fake. We'll do the
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
That coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, you could be a part of this. Those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can be a part of this. A little thing we call Real or Fake every Tuesday around this time. Real or Fake. I say a statement. You tell me if it is real or fake. And yes, give your thoughts and reasons as well on this thing. All right. The first one here, a little real or fake. Someone from this young Rockets core will be gone from next year's team. Someone from this young Rockets core will be gone. And I'm not talking about a Dylan Brooks or a Jeff Green or Fred Van Fleet. Somebody from the young core won't be on this team next year.
Real.
You think that's real?
I think it's real. Yeah, I mean even if you do want to be patient with a couple of guys that haven't been here, like when you say core to me, that's Shingun, Amen Thompson, it's Jalen Green, it's Jabari Smith, it's Tari Eason.
Yeah,
really, those five guys. And yeah, look, I think it's real. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Someone on YouTube and Twitch said Cam is definitely gone. I don't even know that I put, like, you're right. I don't know that I put him up with that group because he's not playing, right? He's not even playing right now in the playoffs. Not to say he won't, but right now he won't. But yeah, I do, because I think there's no way, man. They're too close. They see what kind of team they have, and they see exactly what it is that they need. And I don't know I don't know that they see anybody right now developing into that person. And so I think they're going to make a move, and that move is probably going to be within a trade. Durant, Booker, Giannis, and somebody or somebodies from the young core would have to go in there, in my opinion. So I agree with that. Tyler, I'm going to send this one to you first. Damian Pierce has played his last game as a Houston Texan. Real or fake?
I'm going to say fake on that one. I think he's endeared himself into the hearts of a few of these folks on the staff, particularly when it comes to special teams play. I'm not sure how much we'll be seeing Damian line up in the backfield as a running back, but it does feel like at times he's found himself a home of sorts with the special teams unit. I'm going to say fake.
Yeah, I wonder how many running backs you have on the team that their sole job is special teams.
Yeah.
Because Dario Ogunbowale is already that, and I know Damian returns. And right now they've got Mixon, Woody Marks, Damian Pierce, Dario Ogunbowale. They give up a third-round pick in next year's draft to go up and get Woody Marks. I think it's really on the table. I'm going to say fake. I'm not confident with it. I think it is definitely on the table, Clint, because I think at some point you look at this and you say, well, Dare is going to be here because he does special team stuff, but he does a whole lot of special team stuff. Damian Pierce's special team stuff is returning kicks. Not to say that's not important, but is he going to be the number two back? I'm not sure. So I'm going to say fake right now, but I think it's definitely on the table.
I think it's real. I think you laid it out beautifully, and I think I just think what you said is more powerful than maybe you're giving it credit for, Ron. Look, Dare Ogunbowale is going absolutely nowhere, not only because, hell, he's the backup kicker, but he plays all kind of special teams.
I said the backup
kicker. He plays all kind of special teams. And Ron, they showed us. They showed us who they trust in critical situations in the football game on third down. They didn't go with the younger, more bullish, more athletic running back in Damian Pierce. They went with Dare Ogunbowale when it mattered the most. So clearly he's the better third down back. He's a better emergency running back as well. And when you move up and you use a third round pick to move up and pick Woody Marks, a back the caliber of Woody Marks, I got to believe that he's going to have every chance, every opportunity to be on the roster and to be the number two back. Now, if they end up keeping three, you know, four. If they end up keeping four, What does that look like? I can tell you this. There's a reason why the average career length in the NFL is like just slightly over 3 years in the NFL. And when I say slightly, I mean like a game over 3 years. And Damian Pierce is in year four.
From the text line, fake. You need to have two feature backs. The new guy is a third down back. Who spells Mixon? Him. Right? Like they traded Cam Akers last year, if you remember. Like they traded to get down to just having Mixon, Damian Pierce, and Dare Ogunbowale.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so we know Woody Marks isn't going anywhere. And I think Dare does more for the team. Now, they may keep four and then not dress certain guys, but I don't know what they would do, how they would do that, because Woody Marks is going to be there and Dare's going to dress.
Well, again, maybe I'm a little bullish on this because I like Woody Marks, Ron, but if this team is serious about winning a Super Bowl, if Nick Caley is serious about making his mark as an offensive coordinator, I'll be damned if they're going to go with a guy in Damian Pierce as a backup running back that spells Joe Mixon or is that third down back. There's going to be two in the same, by the way. I'll be damned if they're going to all of a sudden trust Damian Pierce to do that after using a third round draft pick in 2026 to move up and pick Woody Marks. If you watch Woody Marks is unbelievably comfortable in air raid offense, catching the football out of the backfield. I mean, this guy's a difference maker. They've shown us what they think about Damian Pierce. He's a kickoff returner and a reserve back if and when they need him in a game when Joe Mixon can't go and they need a downhill bruising back that doesn't turn it over. We're talking about creating game-changing type players here. I don't think they're going to change their tune on Damian Pierce after drafting Woody Marks and do it at the expense of Woody Marks getting run.
The numbers are starting to just kind of add up to where They're not going to keep four every week, right?
Yeah.
And three of those guys we know are going to dress. Mixon's going to dress, Woody's going to dress, and Dari's going to dress. All right. Real or fake, Shedeur Sanders will start a game for the Cleveland Browns this year. Shedeur Sanders will start a game for the Cleveland Browns this year. Real or fake?
Oh, I think it's fake. I think it's fake. And maybe I'm putting too much stock in Cleveland doing what makes sense. But I just don't know how throwing these young quarterbacks to the Wolves in that dysfunctional situation when you got a Joe Flacco over there that should be able to handle it a little bit more. I got to think they're going to go in the season thinking that they're going to try to win ball games, and there's no way that either of the guys they drafted, Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders, is going to be better week one, give you a better chance to win week one than Joe Flacco. And I mean, we've seen Joe Flacco win with a great defense on the other side of the ball. So I got to think that's the way they start. I don't know how Deshaun Watson factors in this. I know the owner said they're done with him, but they owe him a bunch of money. I mean,
I don't know if he's going to. I mean, I don't know if he's going to be healthy.
Be healthy or not? Yeah, I don't know, but I would say that it's fake. I don't think he starts a game this year. I don't think either of the rookies do.
Yeah, it's tough.
Cleveland Brown rookies.
I think. Him or Gabriel, because I do think they have two first round picks next year. That is a much.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Much, you know, more of a quarterback rich draft. And I do think they probably want to know
what
they have. And I don't know how good they're going to be. And I think this might get to a point where you're sitting here with Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett having you to run things, you know, like
that's a good point, man.
I don't know if they're going to, but he still has a lot of, he's got a lot in front of him, right? He's got at the very least three guys in front. Hell, I just looked at Cleveland's depth chart. He's not on it.
Mm.
Right now, I don't think Deshaun's on it, so I don't think he's going to play. But I don't know. I'll say real. I'll say real just because I think they're going to want to see what they have. I think both of them could get starts potentially, or whoever wins that spot.
Right.
Right. So I'll say real right now. All right, coming up as we continue right here live on The Drive, the Texans have done a lot in the wide receiver position. This is a brand new looking wide receiving core. One, is this the best wide receiving core potentially that CJ Stroud has had in Houston? And this is going to be a tough thing in terms of making this team. Who is potentially in trouble? We'll discuss.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That next.
Nico has got him on fire, baby.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah. Boys, I think I'm going to have knee surgery soon.
Knee surgery?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm familiar with that.
I've done some research, some on my phone research.
Can't be doing WebMD, bro.
I think it's. Well, listen, if you know me, I've got several injuries that I've just put away.
Yeah,
certain I broke my ankle in college and just went Vicodin until it healed on its own.
Glad you didn't get addicted there, bud.
I'm glad I didn't either. Steve Prather, shout out to you. Had a bottle. This is when I was dealing in life with no health care. Had a bottle, and I remember my best friend Ian said, "Hey man, I think you got to go somewhere and take a look at this, man.
Like, you haven't been working.
You had a limp, and there's still a huge ball in my ankle."
Is that my boy Ron?
But I've got this this missing piece. Look at the swell. Right,
yeah. Yeah, you got a little knot hanging off the side of it there.
And that's not even the space of where the injury is. I've got like loose cartilage is what I've read it to be. That's just floating around in the knee. And I've had it for 8-10 years.
Loose cartilage floating around in the knee for 8-10 years.
Yeah, probably about that time I went for the dentist. But
holy cow.
And I've off and on had some moments with it. Now it's like locking and clicking. Like when I try to walk upstairs, it's locking every time I've been like that and clicking. Went out there to walk run today. Came in, knee just blew up.
And that's
what
it
says. Yeah, it's what says the symptoms of it. If it gets real bad, it's floating around, it starts to swell up. That's a big symptom of it.
Well, yeah, I think you should probably go get that looked at.
Yeah, you need to get to an ortho, bro.
Yeah, it never had gotten that bad, but like every time now that I'm from a bent knee position,
yeah,
it just pops in and out.
You're not a real firm believer in catching something before it gets so bad that it's done. I can see it popping around there. I think you probably should have gone to the doctor a long time ago, but you damn sure should go now.
I just
get it cleaned up, man.
Text line, Ron, you're a mess. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, get one of my Laramie tonsils, man.
We'll be patient.
We'll be patient. Let you come back.
I'll do the show from the hospital. I'm looking at this. Some people are really concerned. Ron, you need to go get that checked out. Yeah, I probably do.
Anytime you got swelling on both the inside and the outside, and you can thumb across
the cartilage. Yeah,
you can go get that looked at, man.
Yeah. It
may have a slight issue.
Right, just a small one, but you know how I feel. Like I just hope it go away. You know, which is really stupid. But at least I'm taking a step and understanding it. It does not have anything to do with financials.
Oh, you're not trying to save a dollar?
So you're not gonna price shop orthopedic surgeons now.
That just means he's already maxed out his deductible and it's full pay if he goes.
I see.
I'm just saying I've looked it up and I don't know if I'm past the point of, you know, where things are, but it did say there were certain things to go before surgery.
Man, just go get a look.
I just kind of want to test those out first.
Look, quit thumbing Instagram trying to figure out what's wrong with your knee and just go get it fixed.
Yeah, I mean, I think
just go to a doctor, let them tell you what to do. I mean, you're a coachable individual, and you get that doc will put you set your sights on something, and you can gear all your little workouts towards getting that knee right and start getting moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, trying to do squats the other day. Oh, go.
I mean, hell, you were telling me that 2 months ago.
Yeah,
no. But you start with an MRI. Just start there.
Yeah.
How about a visit? How about just a visit?
Let's start the call. All right. We talked about what they've added, right? They obviously have Nico. They added Christian Kirk. They've added Higgins. They added Noel from Iowa State. Both those guys from Iowa State. They had Watson. Like, to the point, Clint, where, hell, your 7 and 8 receivers might be Mechie and Hutchinson. And those were guys who were having to be on the field for you. Maybe Berrios is in the, like, the same as the Steve Sims role. Maybe that's a thought there. But they have a very different receiving core with size. They have speed, more speed. A lot of guys that do different things. Clint, do you think there's a potential that this could end up this year being the best receiving core CJ's had in Houston? Is that too strong?
I think it's strong. I wouldn't say too strong. I do think it's strong, though. I think, you know, you're asking, when you're talking about Nico, Diggs, Tank, and I understand that I hold Tank in a little higher regard than most folks. You're still Nico. Them next two, boy. I mean, Christian Kirk. He has to have a hell of a season for me to feel the same. I know we didn't get the Steph Diggs that was an All Pro player, but he's still a hell of a player. Like, Christian Kirk has some climbing to do, in my opinion, to get there. And then Higgins, I hope he can stay healthy and impact the season the whole year long, which obviously Tank Dell was not able to do. But some of the stuff that we saw from Tank Dell, if we just see flashes of a guy being that good, and it's in that bigger-bodied receiver way of doing things, not necessarily the same as Tank Dell, if it's just the same flashes and people feel just as good about him as they do Tank Dell, outside of the injuries, boy, that would be a hell of a year.
So, I mean, we're really competing with last year's, right? We didn't get to see it a lot.
Yeah.
Diggs, but we saw for maybe the first 4 or 5 weeks until he went down against Buffalo, whatever that game was. It would be competing with that. It's just when you start to think about it, like the speed of, like, they didn't really have, I guess Tank was like a Noel. They tried to use it that way, but still it wasn't really the same.
Yeah.
Like he to me potentially puts fear, like jet sweeps or maybe screens or something like that.
I don't know how he's used, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they just seem much deeper with it. And
well, the one thing that is totally different, which I personally like, we've talked about this a million times, and you can use receivers however you want to use receivers, but you've got two outside guys, and you've got two legit slots.
Outside guys with size.
Nico Collins and Higgins. I mean, those two guys are big body, 6'4". You ain't putting 6'4" in a slot outside of some unique packages, if you will. And I mean, those are classic outside receivers. Christian Kirk and Noel, that is, I mean, just your typical, I mean prototypical slot receivers with the ability to go outside. They got the speed, whatever, that's fine, but they are inside guys. I don't know that you had that kind of, that kind of identity, I guess is the right way to put it, here in Houston. I think you know, Bobby Slowick tried to have these guys, with the exception of Nico, that were just do it all, do anything, everything kind of guys, and that was always interesting to me. These seem to be like you've got two legit outside guys. So I could get there. It's a strong take, but I think I could.
I don't
get
think
there.
Right now you can't say that this is a better group than starting last year with, you know, Nico, Diggs, and
yeah. But you, Tank. But you think about it, like Tank, even when he was healthy last year, man. I mean, he was again. I'm a big
they
fan.
They find a.
I mean,
find
he was. He didn't. I don't remember what the numbers were, but it wasn't real impressive early on.
Yeah, I think he had a big one against the Jets, and then the one where he got hurt against the Chiefs.
So it's not going to take a whole hell of a lot of production out of Kirk and Higgins for them to beat Dempster, be in that conversation, and then beyond that, you got Noel, Mechie, the same guy that would have.
I just look at him, Mechie and Hutch. Or maybe potentially your last two receivers.
Yeah.
And be honest with you, I think one of them, maybe I'm off on this, I feel like one of them won't make the team. Because Nico, Kirk, Higgins, Noel, Watson, Berrios, that's six. I mean, I would get the feel that all six of them make the team. Unless they just say we're going to use Noel as a kick returner and maybe Berrios is expendable. I don't know. Maybe...
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. They got some options there, though.
But like Hutch and Mechie, I feel like they got to fight to make this team.
Yeah.
Both of them, like, because we know they're not cutting third and second round picks that they just used on. And I don't know. And Watson is somebody they went and signed in free agency. I wouldn't imagine they would be cutting him. So those dudes, when you get like, that's a big sign of improvement. Like, what did it used to be? It used to be guys like Steve Sims at the end, you know, like your 6, 7, 8 guys weren't, you know, Hutchinson and Mechie, who have proven to be, you know, at least, you know, solid players when you need them. Like that to me shows like this overall might be the best set of targets.
Well, was it six deep last year? Is that what it was with Nico, Diggs, Tank, Woods, Mechie, Hutch? Those six were pretty.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then Steve Sims would be in some days when he with some weeks when he was returning kicks.
So six is the number. I bet matches on that thing.
At that previous squad, I don't know if you thought about this fella, Noah Brown. He had those few games where he just lit
Noah
it up.
Went crazy. Yeah, that first year when it was Noah. But I mean, for me, like, Nico is so much better, I think, today than he was that, you know, that year. So you're getting a, you know, a Nico Collins who is a top top five, maybe top seven receiver in the league, as opposed to that year, he was still growing into that.
Nico has got him on fire, baby.
So it just might well be. All right, what is what you got coming up in the four?
All right, if you listen to the show, man, Jake Myers, Astro center fielder, Dalton Schultz, Texans tight end, they're part of a group no athlete wants to enter. And I'll be damned if I don't have to slide a rocket dead in the middle of that group. I'll tell you who that is and why next right here on Sports Radio 610.